Recorded Books and RB Digital present Romancing Mr. Bridgerton by Julia Quinn, narrated by Rosalind Andor. April is nearly upon us, and with it a new social season here in London. Ambitious mamas can be found at dress shops all across town with their darling debutantes, eager to purchase that one magical evening gown that they simply know will mean the difference between marriage and spinsterhood. As for their prey, the determined bachelors, Mr. Colin Bridgerton once again tops the list of desirable husbands, even though he is not yet back from his recent trip abroad. He has no title, that is true, but he is in abundant possession of looks, fortune, and, as anyone who has ever spent even a minute in London knows, charm. But Mr. Bridgerton has reached the somewhat advanced age of 33 without ever showing an interest in any particular young lady, and there is little reason to anticipate that 1824 will be any different from 1823 in this respect. Perhaps the darling debutantes, and perhaps more importantly their ambitious mamas, would do well to look elsewhere. If Mr. Bridgerton is looking for a wife, he hides that desire well. On the other hand, is that not just the sort of challenge a debutante likes best? Lady Whistledown's Society Papers. Prologue. On the 6th of April, in the year 1812, precisely 2 days before her 16th birthday, Penelope Featherington fell in love. It was, in a word...